extension of their personhood, of their whole society. There are no universities left. Israel intentionally bombed schools and blew them up, presumably to ensure that rebuilding could not take place, that reestablishing a society cannot take place without the infrastructure of education, of healthcare, and basically foundational structures for buildings.
Susan, I wanted to follow up on what you said about a Holocaust, and you also use the term genocide. And you say genocide isn't just mass murder. It's intentional erasure. Can you take that from there?
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that Israel has been keen to do in Gaza is to erase remnants of people's lives. So you have, on an individual level, homes complete with memories and photos and all the things of living. And I'm sure you know Palestinians typically live in multi-generational homes. We're not a mobile society. And so these homes have several generations of the same family completely wiped out. On a societal level, you have Israel has targeted places of worship, mosques, ancient churches, ancient mosques. They've targeted the museums, cultural centers, any place that libraries, any place that has records of people's lives, has remnants and traces of their roots in the land, have been intentionally wiped away. It's really frustrating for us to read Western media talk about, you know, Israel's targeting Hamas and whatnot. They're not. This is always, and when you're on the ground, you understand this has always been about displacing Palestinians, taking their place and wiping them off the map. That has been Israel's stated goal. I mean, even in this instant and before, in 1948, it has always been their aim to destroy us, remove us, kill us, and take our place. And that's what's happening now in Gaza. It's what happened in 1948, in 1967. And every new Nakba, every new escalation is greater than the one before. And here we now arrive at a moment of genocide and Holocaust, because the world has allowed Israel to act with such barbarity, with impunity.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you also, you mentioned what the world's reaction. More people have died in Gaza in less than 5 months than have civilians that have died in Ukraine in over 2 years in the war in Ukraine. And Ukraine is 40 times the population of Gaza. I'm wondering your sense of the failure of the, especially of the Western nations of Europe and the United States to act.
The Western world has lost any semblance of moral authority, if they ever had any. Or, you know, I think that maybe there was an illusion of moral authority previously, but I think, you know, what we have always known is that we are dealing with genocidal colonizers. But I think that is more apparent to the rest of the world at this hour. And I think what's also happening is that Americans are coming to understand increasingly, though not nearly enough, that they're being
lied to. And we're going to take up that issue in part two of our discussion, which we'll post at democracynow.org. Susan Abu Hawa, Palestinian novelist. Thanks so much.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. to the hills, and the answer it goes even further away. It's you. Yes, it feels with the air of importance I once carried. Walking over clouds, oh. Now I've seen dies on warm summer's lines. I can't sleep. I lean back in the window, with a tone I stay. As I look in at
Thanks for locking. Have you got the key? In my leisure suite, hang up your jacket. Undo my back zip. Up the moment we woke up
in my leisure suite, just a place to meet. We can press repeat and do what we do when we're there in our leisure suite. Come lie next to me, we can be complete. And do
I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
try to fly? Is it so high? We don't think so. We don't think so. All we looked at, all we set back. Can we fake him, emulate him? Time is breaking, changing, faking. Grind us up now, not too hard now. Features so fine, rouge and eyeliner. Things I fancy, just like Nancy. Fashion's altar, often falter. Cripes all's out now, no more fights now. Makeup's taking lots of shipping on my eyelash. You sure it don't clash? Oh,
prefer music for your inner robot.
This is a story. so sorry. All is stone, sunk in too deep, run out of air, lung full of heavy, it's feeling
Dschungel, die Tiere, da gehören sie hin. und nicht in den Zoo. Da sind sie doch nicht froh. Sie gehören nicht an die Schultern deiner reichen Puppe. Und Frösche und Kröten gehören nicht in die Suppe.
Tiere würden sowas niemals tun. Singen zwingen. Kein Schwein nicht mästen, in den Schlachthof sperren, auf den Haken hängen und deine Haut abzerren. Tiere würden sowas niemals tun. Darum nenn mich nie mehr dummes Huhn. Heilig ist die Kuh, lass sie in Ruhe. Nicht so gemein wie du. Meine Verwandten sind die Elefanten und was ich gern male, sind Wale.
English pounds and this heart. fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
In a car, and the car won't go. That's the way you spell Chicago. Life on a fork and a plate of green. That's the way you spell New Orleans. Hey, little girl, and the tight, tight sweater. Hey, baby. Over there with the hot pants on, turn a loose Jane Brown, let her turn me on. It's me and you, baby, go hand in hand. You the bow-legged woman, and I'm a knock-kneed man. My room, boom, 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 boom. In my room, boom, 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 boom. Make love to you, make love to you. All I want to do is make love to you. In my room, me and you. In my room, in my room, in my room. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, years ago, when media critics called attention to ways corporate media's profit-driven nature negatively impacts the news, lots of people would say, but what about the internet? Nowadays, folks seem to see more clearly that constraints on a news outlet's content have little to do with whether it's on paper or online, but who owns it? Who resources it? To whom is it accountable? You'll see the phrase crisis of journalism newly circulating these days, but one thing hasn't changed. If we don't ask different questions about what we need from journalism, we will arrive at the same old unsatisfactory responses. Victor Picard is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication and author of Democracy Without Journalism: Confronting the Misinformation Society. We'll talk to him about the crisis of journalism and its future. That's coming up, but first a quick look back at recent press. U.S. prosecutors have indicted Florida-based journalist Timothy Burke for uncovering and sharing unaired portions of a Fox News interview between Tucker Carlson and Kanye West, in which West spouted some bizarro racist and anti-Semitic stuff. As reported by Kevin Gastola at The Dissenter, Burke obtained the video by following a link to live video feeds. He didn't need a username or a password to access them. They were not encrypted. Nevertheless, Fox claimed they were hacked, and the FBI raided Burke's home, took computers and electronic devices containing information he was working on for other stories, and he was charged with engaging in a conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, violating a federal wiretapping law, and committing multiple offenses in violation of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. The Freedom of the Press Foundation condemned the charges, noting that seizing news-gathering materials from a journalist is a prior restraint that stops the journalist from publishing news, which is why it almost always violates the Privacy Protection Act and the DOJ's own policies. The government response has been that Burke, like Julian Assange, by their definition, is not a journalist because, well, they say he isn't. Because they don't define journalism as an act of collecting and disseminating information that is in the public interest, but as joining some sort of card-carrying club whose membership they can police. This unfolding case has implications for all kinds of people, cop watchers, whistleblowers. But if legit reporters think they aren't in it, they're probably thinking wrong. As Gastola writes, this prosecution sends a clear signal to the news media that prosecutors will not hesitate to aid a powerful or influential corporation in suppressing investigative journalism. And all of this to protect Kanye West? Longtime health reporter Catherine Foxhall writes for FAIR.org about how the public's right to know is being affected by gag orders that prohibit government employees, among others, from speaking freely to reporters. It's called censorship by PIO, for the Public Information Office, to which media inquiries are routinely directed. That forced notification of higher-ups is enough to keep many workers from talking about anything that might displease the boss. A former head of the